Thanks for joining me on today's episode. Now, before we jump in, I want to tell you about the free reflection guide that I created specifically to accompany episodes 23, 24, and 25. I created this free resource for you because I wanted you to have a place where you could specifically reflect on the questions that I'm asking in these episodes. And I also wanted you to have some space to think about your next steps. What are the intentional actions that you are taking to create the change that you desire and that your students deserve in your classroom? Now, you can grab this free resource by going to customteachingsolutions.com/podcast reflection. Again, that's customteachingsolutions.com/podcast reflection. All right, my friend, let's jump into today's episode.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Culture Centered Classroom Podcast, a space for educators looking to step into their power by creating a classroom environment and lessons that affirm, welcome, and celebrate all their students through instruction. I'm your host, Jocelyn Hubbard, an educator, teacher coach, wife, mother to 5 children, and your partner on this journey of creating culture-centered classrooms. Let's jump into the episode.
Diversity, 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 and diversity. There, I said it. This word, diversity, a word that has become so controversial over the last few years, and I can't for the life of me figure out why there is so much contention. Okay, well, maybe I can. Yes, I can. Whenever there is a conversation about differences, it can go either way. Right? Good, bad, and then also a camp of people that believe they are indifferent toward differences. There's this fear of the direction that the conversation will go. I think there's also a fear around whether your differences will be affirmed and celebrated or whether they will be rejected and disregarded. I mentioned in the last episode that I want to dive more deeply into an understanding of creating a culture-centered classroom. One that affirms, welcomes, and celebrates all students through instruction. The way to do this is to create equity-focused, diversity-affirming, and culturally aware learning environments. Notice I say environments, not specifically classrooms, lessons, or resources. I'm not specific because to have the greatest and truest impact, the entire school, the entire district needs to be centering these intentions. In episode 23, I focused on centering equity in your classroom. Today, the focus will be on creating diversity-affirming spaces. First, I want to define both of these words. Of course, you know I love me a good definition. So we're going to break down the definition of diversity and the definition of affirm. It is always important to consider our understanding of these words and the lived experiences that have influenced this understanding alongside the actual definition. So for all my English teachers out there, we call this the denotation versus the connotation. Okay, acknowledging both are really important. Before I walk through this, I want to remind you that there is the free download, the free reflection guide, connected to this episode and the one before it and the one that comes after this one. So head over to customteachingsolutions.com/podcast reflection to get that free guide. Now, let's begin with diversity. When you hear the word diverse, diversity, diversify, how do you feel? Is there an excited energy? Joyful, scared, confused, overwhelmed? Are your feelings mostly negative or positive? And why? I want you to jot down some thoughts, any thoughts, whatever comes to your mind. Then I want you to reflect on some of the experiences connected to your understanding of diversity. Experiences with diversity training, for example, or experiences with diverse groups of people. Think racial differences, ethnic diversity, socioeconomic diversity, religious diversity, geographic location, all of those pieces of diversity. The next thing I want you to do is to ask yourself this question. Do you consider yourself diverse? Why or why not? Jot down all the thoughts that come to your mind. The final thing that I want you to do is to actually find a dictionary definition of diversity. Now, I found one from dictionary.com that I thought was good. I liked it. There were some really interesting example sentences underneath the actual definitions, but I'm not going to go into those today. I'm just going to share the definition. So according to dictionary.com, diversity is the state or fact of being diverse. Differences, unlikeness, diversity of opinion, variety, multiformity. It is the spectrum of individual differences and the corresponding group memberships and identities that human beings have in society. The inclusion of individuals representing more than one national origin, color, religion, socioeconomic stratum, sexual orientation, etc., and so on. That is the definition that I chose to highlight, but I definitely strongly encourage you to look this word up for yourself and to reflect on it. Now, let's move on to the word affirm. I want you to think about this word in some of the very same ways that you did diversity. I want you to think about the connotation and the denotation. So, what are the thoughts or emotions, what life experiences come to mind when you hear this word? How do you feel and why? Do you feel like you are someone who naturally affirms others? Why or why not? Are you someone who needs affirmation? And if so, how do you prefer to be affirmed by others? When you're not affirmed in that way, how do you respond? The final piece of that is I want you to consider the dictionary definition of affirm. According to dictionary.com, affirm means to state or assert positively, maintain as true, to confirm or ratify, to assert solemnly, to express agreement with or commitment to, uphold, support, to give approval, recognition, or encouragement. Now, again, this is one definition of the word affirm. I encourage you to find a dictionary, grab a definition, think about that definition, and maybe several others. I've provided space for you to write down these definitions, to write down your thoughts, and to really reflect in that free reflection guide that you can get by going to customteachingsolutions.com/podcast reflection. Now, if we put these words together, if we put diversity and affirm together, right? That's our phrase for today, diversity affirming learning spaces. This means to state or assert positively the differences in opinion, perspectives, religious views, racial identities, socioeconomic stratum, sexual orientation, etc., and etc., and etc. This means to state that it is okay, it is good even, that we are different. Please hear me. Please hear me. You saying that it is okay for people to be different does not mean that you agree with their belief. It simply means you respect them enough to see the value in them being able to believe whatever they want, and you having the ability to believe whatever you want. It's respect. It's mutual respect. Understanding, honestly, that in our differences, that is where we gather strength. From hearing different perspectives and seeing different styles, inspiration is gathered. It allows for innovation and elevation. In a diversity-affirming learning environment, we are allowing our students a safe space to think critically, be creative, and to iterate. We are creating a space that allows them to show up authentically as learners and explore what that means to them. We're creating a space that allows them to explore their identity as people and academics. Who are they as mathematicians, scientists, historians, writers, musicians, painters? Oh my goodness, we are saying that it is okay to think differently and to look differently and to respond differently and to feel differently than the person sitting next to you, than the person in the classroom across the hall, in a classroom across the world, quite frankly. We are creating a space where students get to learn about themselves and their classmates. They get to consider new perspectives. It is such a powerful opportunity for growth and development and learning. It is a powerful opportunity for students to grow in their identity, their academic identity in particular, and to grow in their confidence around who they are as an academic. So how do we see diversity? How do we share diversity? And how do we celebrate diversity in the classroom? Great question. I'm glad you asked. I'm going to talk about one way to do each of the aforementioned things. Now, if you are looking for additional suggestions, you already know I am happy to hop on a coaching call with you for us to chat about all the things that you have going on in your classroom, to talk specifically about a lesson plan, and to really think about all the ways that you can see, share, and celebrate diversity in your classroom with your students. One way to see diversity is through the reading of books and the viewing of movies and documentaries and artwork that is created by diverse peoples with differing perspectives that live in different places. And these same things, these books, these movies, these documentaries, this artwork that features diverse people and perspectives and places. If you're looking for some really great book recommendations, I have a ton of recommendations. If you head over to my bookshop.org page, recommendations for all grade levels and subject areas, as well as some professional reading recommendations. So I'll make sure that I drop the link in the show notes. But there are also a ton of other websites that you can visit for free resources. If you go to the Smithsonian websites, if you go to Google Museums, so many of them have these curated collections where you can see all kinds of artwork and artifacts, primary sources that will allow your students to be able to see diversity. When I was at NCSS a couple of weeks ago, I also connected with a woman. Her name is Sylvia Cyrus. She's the executive director of the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. And if you go to their website, they also have a ton of resources that you can access and information that you can share with your students. So this organization was actually started by Carter G. Woodson, who is the father of Black History Week, Black History Month. There are a ton of resources, and I'll make sure that I link to those in the show notes that will allow your students to see diversity. One way to share diversity is through student and community conversations. Creating a safe classroom where students see the value in sharing who they are and how they are unique and different will open up conversations quite naturally. Inviting community members and other stakeholders into the classroom to share in the discussion around topics that are being learned is a great way for your students to not only see diversity, right? Because as they are seeing the different people that are coming into their classrooms, but to be able to see how we can share diverse perspectives with a variety of different people, not just their peer groups and not just with you, but also with other adults and other people in this world that are doing different things in their community and having impacts in different ways, great and small. So that's another great way that you can share diversity in your classroom. One way to celebrate diversity is by recognizing it, not hiding from it. Embrace diversity. Encourage your students to identify the ways they uniquely add to the classroom community. I like to call this a culture add. Maybe you want to call it a value add. However you coin the phrase, allowing them to think specifically about what they add to this classroom community. Things that might not typically be seen as an add, because they might be thinking like, well, maybe I'm not the quote smartest kid in the classroom, or I can't do this, or I'm not in this particular space. No, no. Think about who you are and how your very presence adds to this classroom community. How can their unique perspective and lived experiences enhance and enrich a conversation? Have them truly consider the lenses through which they view the world and the material in front of them. One student may find value in some information, while another may not. One may find value in an opportunity, while another may not. And there's nothing wrong with that per se. It's just a difference in opinion, a difference in perspective. Now, of course, we want to differentiate between a lack of understanding because of maybe age and maturity about how content knowledge can benefit the student in the future, as opposed to a true lack of interest because the information adds no value. So thinking about a coaching conversation that I had recently centering around this idea of knowledge gaps and opportunity gaps, I really encouraged the teacher to think about her perspective on opportunity and her perspective on knowledge versus a student who is in a different generation, thinking about the age gap between a teacher and a student. We continue to get older, but our students stay the same age, effectively. Like, if I'm always teaching seventh grade, I'm becoming 38, 39, 40, but my students, every year, they always reset right on back to 11 and 12. So what are the things that I view as this amazing opportunity, but my students may not see value in it? Or maybe it's something even deeper, maybe connected to their religious beliefs. Like, for example, I have talked several times about my family members who are Jehovah's Witness. They do not pledge allegiance to the American flag or any flag. And so there is no value there in that experience. And there's a valid reason behind it. So we don't want to discredit students being able to celebrate the fact that they are different and standing firm on the things that they believe. Okay, by doing this, by celebrating diversity, by sharing diversity, by seeing diversity, you are helping to shift the narrative around the word diversity. You are helping your students, the next generation, right? The next generation. You are helping them to become comfortable with the word, comfortable with exploring their diverse and nuanced identity, comfortable with learning about other people's diverse thoughts and experiences, comfortable with the world and not just their world. Ponder on that for a second. Well, I hope that you found this episode interesting and valuable. If you did, I would really love for you to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. I would also appreciate it if you would share this podcast with a friend or three. I see you, I value you, I appreciate you, and I want to make sure once again that you know about the free resource that you can download by going to customteachingsolutions.com/podcast reflection. I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity to really think intentionally about all of the questions that I'm asking in podcast episodes 23, 24, and 25. All right, my friend, until next Wednesday, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your week.
That's a wrap on today's episode, but it doesn't have to be a wrap on the intentional action you're taking in your classroom. Now, I know you're headed over to go grab your free resource because everybody loves free, but let me tell you what the next best action is. It's to hop on a coaching call with me so that you and I can talk specifically about your lessons and the dynamics in your classroom. I want to make sure you are fully supported on your journey as you are creating inclusive and welcoming and affirming lessons for all of your students. So head over to customteachingsolutions.com and click on the link to schedule a coaching call. I cannot wait to talk to you then.